Breakup Besties, welcome back to another episode of the Broken Hearts Club podcast. Last week, you met my co-host Anastasia and heard a little bit about her breakup story and abusive relationships. She also covered the drama triangle. So if that sounds interesting to you and you're curious to learn more, then go check out the previous episode. She also covered a new technique at the end. So she did some box breathing, which is really nice. So definitely go check out that episode and leave your thoughts in the comments and also vote in the poll. Now for this episode, I wanted to focus on the concept of letting go after your heartbreak. I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with, and I think maybe it would be beneficial to cover this topic. And so some of the things that I want to go over in this episode is, first of all, kind of clarify what it means to let go, especially if we're talking in the context of heartbreak. Then I think we can dive a little bit deeper into forgiveness. I feel like that's a big part of letting go of emotions, is forgiving not only your partner, but also yourself, because we can tend to put a lot of blame on ourselves, you know, thinking what our faults were in the relationship. Then I want to move on a little bit, just talking about how we can release our attachments to the past. So the actual kind of part of letting go, and also what are some of the benefits of doing that, and also what are some of the emotions or downsides that you can experience if it's a little bit harder for you to let go and release those attachments. Then I want to dive in a little bit talking about, you know, navigating any lingering emotions that you might have. I feel like this was a prominent part for me during my heartbreak. I feel like I just, even though I thought I let go, I still had all of these lingering emotions kind of in the back of my head and kind of clouding my day still a little bit. And then I think to end on a happy and positive note, we're going to talk a little bit about moving forward with purpose in your life and setting goals and finding, you know, happiness again after a breakup, and also finding yourself. And then in the end, we're going to set our intention for the rest of the day or the evening, depending on when you're listening to this episode, and take a moment of mindfulness for ourselves. Okay, so now after giving you a bit of a rundown of what today's episode is going to look like, let's just jump straight into what it means to actually let go. So letting go is the act of detaching yourself from any unpleasant or meaningless or harmful thoughts and feelings. And I feel like these type of negative emotions are very prominent, you know, in a breakup. I mean, no one is happy to have been broken up with or to break up. And in the process of letting go, you really try to free yourself from these emotional burdens that you're feeling and stop taking, you know, these things personally. I feel like that's also a big thing a lot of people can relate to. You know, you take everything so personally after a breakup, you know, especially right after, which of course is normal, but you know, it's also good to eventually let go and move on. So in this process of letting go, you want to try to remove from your life anything that keeps you in the past and anything that does not let you move forward. So letting go, you know, is the process of just freeing yourself from obsessive thoughts and unhappy feelings. You know, this is, I think, really relatable as well. I remember directly after my breakup, I was having the same thoughts day in, day out. You know, from the moment I woke up, my mind was consumed with 1,000 thoughts, and they were all the same. They were all obsessing over my ex. They were all unhappy feelings, unhappy emotions, negative emotions related, you know, just to the breakup, and also directed towards myself. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about the concept of letting go is because I think this is such an important and integral part of the healing journey, and a part of the process of healing is, you need to let go of the past in order to move on, in order to be happy again, live your life, also in order to enter a new relationship eventually. You know, you don't want to be bringing on a lot of baggage and a lot of, you know, negative emotions on, or for example, constantly bringing up your ex as you're dating new people. You don't want to be that person, you know? And I think some of the benefits of letting go can be, first of all, having emotional freedom. I think this is one of the first things I experienced after blocking my ex and kind of letting go a little bit more seriously and actually letting go and not just telling people I'm letting go. So this emotional freedom, I think letting go really allows you to free yourself from the emotional burdens and the pain that is associated with your relationship. And I think it's also a way to release the negative emotions, any resentment you might still have, or any hurt that is keeping you stuck in the past. And emotional freedom, once you kind of also clear up your headspace, I feel like the moment I blocked my ex, I literally had so much free time to think about other things. It was amazing because before I would be waking up and instantly my mind was consumed, and now I just had like so much free mental space. I could think about myself and university and work and my future and my career. I remember having so much free time, free mental space and time. I was like, wow, this is incredible. You know, why didn't I block him sooner? So another thing, another reason I think that letting go is super crucial and can be a transformative aspect of the healing journey is for personal growth. So I think the process of letting go really can foster that growth, and it can enable you to learn from your past experiences. I think you can also gain a lot of insights about yourself and maybe recognize patterns about yourself. It can be a way to reflect also on your own behavior, which I think is important because, you know, breakups are kind of both ways, even if maybe you are the person that did less damage or were the lesser, you know, reason or person for the breakup, you still definitely had an impact. And so I think that letting go can kind of be a way that you can learn about your strengths and weaknesses, not only as a person, but also your strengths and weaknesses in a relationship. And I think the self-awareness really kind of contributes to personal growth. Now, another big one is closure. I think that letting go kind of gives you closure in one way or another. I think for me, I remember one of the things that I was really struggling with was getting closure from my ex. And I wanted so badly for him to give me a reason for breaking up with me. And in the end, I never really got like a good reason or a reason that I was kind of happy with. And I think ultimately, I was the one who gave myself closure by letting go and kind of realizing, you know, that accepting that the relationship has ended and just kind of giving myself that closure that, you know, it's over and it's okay that it ended and it's okay that we didn't work out. And now I can just kind of look back and, you know, be happy and thankful for the relationship and for everything that I learned. And now I kind of want to talk a little bit about the power of forgiveness. I think this is a crucial part of letting go and can be really beneficial for your healing journey. And as I mentioned in the beginning, when we talk about forgiveness, we don't only mean forgiveness for our partner, but also forgiveness for ourselves. I think this is super important. And I think the reason that forgiveness plays such a big part in letting go is you need to forgive the situation, your partner, and yourself in order to move on. If you can't forgive, then you're just constantly living in the past. You're constantly thinking about this, and it can have some negative consequences. Like, you can bring this emotional baggage into your next relationship. If you're still holding on to any resentment, I think that's a big thing as well. Like, you need to let go of the resentment, and in order to let go of any resentment you have towards your partner, towards how they treated you, towards how the relationship went, towards yourself as well, you need to forgive. You need to forgive everyone and everything because then you can truly start living in the present and not be so stuck in the past. And I think that forgiveness can also be seen as like a coping strategy and can help you better cope. It can kind of equip you with the ability to handle also difficult emotions and difficult situations, you know, with more mindfulness and with more resilience. And I think in a way you can also see forgiveness because sometimes, you know, if we're salty, if we're still, you know, very upset about the situation and we want to, you know, resent our ex and be like, no, I'll never forgive him because he hurt me so bad. Think of forgiveness as a way for you to kind of reclaim control of your own emotions and of the situation. It can be kind of a way for you to have the final say for yourself and, you know, try to kind of be the bigger person and move on from the situation. And I think it can also help you reshift your focus from the past and look more towards the present and the future. And I think forgiveness for yourself is also a powerful concept because it can, you know, be a way to show yourself self-compassion and self-love. You don't need your partner to, or your ex in this case, to forgive you. You can forgive yourself. And I think in a way it can also kind of relieve you from any guilt that you feel you might have played in the relationship. So if you think maybe the reason you said something or the way you acted contributed to the breakup and you feel really bad about that, forgiving yourself can allow you to move forward and kind of help release this guilt and also rebuild your self-esteem. I feel like it's common for your self-esteem to take a hit after a breakup. And I think rebuilding yourself and forgiving yourself can kind of go hand in hand in this case. So I think forgiveness is a really big part. And I know it can be hard to forgive your partner, but I think you need to at least try in order to be able to let go. If you want to let go because you're so stuck in the past, just try to forgive them. Try to get over it. Like, there's also no benefit. It's not benefiting you to stay salty about the situation any longer than you need to be. Like, it's okay to be angry and upset, but once it no longer serves you and once you're just like milking and bathing in those negative emotions, it's better to just forgive and move on with your life, move on to a new relationship, to something better. And your ex does not deserve another second of your thoughts and of you being upset about it. Just forgive and forget and move on. I know it's easier said than done, but try to think of it maybe like that. Like, they don't deserve your attention anymore. They don't deserve you constantly thinking about them. So just try to forgive them and move on from the situation. Now I kind of want to jump into releasing attachments to the past during a breakup because I also think this is a significant step in the healing process. And I think it's important here to talk about, you know, how you can kind of physically declutter your space, but also emotionally declutter your brain to any kind of attachments you might have. So this can be stuff like memories or maybe physical stuff you still have. So like clothes of your ex or photos you have together, probably a ton of messages. So maybe let's first talk a little bit about the physical decluttering. So I think the first thing, it's super important to remove any like physical reminders you have of them. So you can begin by packing away or getting rid of physical reminders of your past relationship. This can be things like gifts they gave you, photographs you have together, mementos, albums. And if you're not ready to part with them permanently, because I was definitely like that, it took me months. I think it's a good idea to just like store them in a box so you can kind of have them out of your sight and also a little bit out of your mind. But I think this is a really important part about letting go and moving on. You need to kind of get rid of that stuff. I mean, of course, the sooner the better. But if you're someone like me and you really kind of hold on to things, it is a little bit difficult. But once you get it out of your way, you know, it is very painful initially, but it will be so beneficial for you going forward. Another thing that you can do to kind of physically help your space be a little bit more healing is you can reorganize your space. So what you can do is you can also rearrange or redecorate your living room, your bedroom, you know, your bathroom, anything to kind of create a new and fresh environment that kind of like, you know, gets rid of their presence. So maybe you have, I don't know, an art piece that you bought together or a table or a mug or something that reminds you of them, you know, just get rid of it, buy a new mug, buy a new table, buy, you know, new pillows or maybe a new bedspread. And this can help you kind of feel a little bit easier in your space as well. And you can kind of reinvent your space just to help you with your healing. And another thing that you can do, which I think is super important as well, especially now that we are so digital, we're always on our phones, we're always on social media, you should try to delete any old text messages, any social media messages, any photos you have, you know, online, on social media platforms, basically anything that relates to the relationship. Even if you have like emails, which I feel like probably most people don't have, although I did actually exchange like some emails and LinkedIn messages with my ex. So just get rid of those, you know, delete them, block your ex as well. And it's a good idea, you know, to also unfollow them or block them, or just, I think on Instagram, you can even kind of like hide or mute someone's profile on social media, just so you can kind of reduce your exposure to any updates. You know, maybe they're posting about going out, or maybe they're already dating someone new. And that can be really, I think, damaging, especially if you're maybe a little bit behind in your healing journey, or I don't want to say behind, but maybe if it's taking you a little bit longer to heal than them, which of course is totally fine. You should take as much time as you need. But I think like seeing that stuff can be really hurtful. I remember when we broke up with my ex, he was already posting this new girl that he was dating. Meanwhile, I was still crying and bawling my eyes out. So it was super sad for me just to see that. And I think the sooner you kind of get rid of that, the better you'll feel. And, you know, you'll have less of a reminder of just their presence. Now, some ways that you can emotionally help like declutter your brain and your mind and your spirit is maybe you can try to journal. I also talked a little bit about this in the second episode, but journaling, you know, starting, for example, like a breakup journal can be a really good way to keep track of expressing your emotions and thoughts. And this can really serve as a safe space for you to vent and process your feelings. And I think it's nice because you can always also look back and kind of see your progress and see how you're feeling from day to day. And actually soon we're going to be releasing a breakup guide, and we're going to have like a healing diary in there where you can kind of keep track of all of these things. I'll talk a little bit about it in the next few episodes once we officially release it, and you guys can get it for a special price. So I'll be talking about that a little bit in the later episodes. But journaling can be a nice way to, yeah, to kind of get all your thoughts and emotions out on a piece of paper and sort out your thoughts from your brain on paper. Now, another thing that we also practice here on this podcast is mindfulness and meditation. So if you stay tuned until the very end, we always do like a minute of mindfulness or meditation. Last week, Anastasia did box breathing. And these techniques and meditation can kind of help you to stay present. I think that's an important part because a lot of times, you know, when we're going through a breakup, we're always thinking of the past. So what already happened, all the arguments we had, or we're thinking kind of what could have been. So the future, like, oh, we could have moved in together, had children, gotten married, all of this. And meditation and mindfulness can really be grounding practices and techniques that can help you also let go of any emotional attachments that you might be having. And I think even if you do 1 minute of mindfulness at the end of this podcast, it will help you so much just to feel also calm and a little bit more stable. So definitely stay tuned until the end and let us know if this week's episode meditation helped you out. Another thing that you can do is seek out therapy or support groups. This is something that we also do. We have actually a Discord community where we have, you know, people sharing their experiences, people who are going through the same thing. You know, it's kind of like a breakup support group. It's a very safe space, and we kind of just discuss our emotions and, you know, gain insights also from each other. So also, you know, from people who have experienced similar situations. And this can be really uplifting, especially if you are feeling very alone in your breakup and you feel like you're the only person going through it. And so if you guys want to check that out, I'm just going to link the link to our Discord community down below. Definitely don't be shy. Pop in and say hello. We also have a forum with different topics and support and tips. So go check it out. Now, the last thing that I want to cover in this part is some kind of rituals that you can do that can also help you to kind of, you know, declutter and release any attachments and get some just closure and move on. So some things that you can do is, for example, write a letter to your ex. You know, you don't have to send it to them, but just write a letter and tell them everything in that letter. Make it 5 pages, make it 10 pages, you know, express all of your feelings. Also give them forgiveness in that letter. You know, let it be kind of a therapeutic way for you to gain closure. And then you can either, you know, burn that letter or put it in a river or the sea or something. Well, don't pollute the water, but maybe you can just burn it or kind of let it go in some way. You know, don't keep it. Another thing that you can do is any kind of like symbolic act. So this can, for example, also be, I remember there was, I think, I don't want to call it like a TikTok trend, but I did see people, for example, I think this was during the pandemic, they would write stuff on a plate and then they would smash that plate. Again, try to be mindful of the environment, like maybe do it in your backyard and clean it up, like not in a forest where some animals can get hurt or something like this. But maybe on that plate, you can just like write down also all your feelings, all your thoughts. So this can be, you know, done in various ways. Maybe you can like release some balloons or even plant a new tree, you know, to represent a new chapter in your life. That can also be a nice, also sustainable way to kind of have a little bit of like a ritual for yourself. And lastly, I just want to express, I also touched upon this in the second episode, please seek professional help if you find it really challenging to release some kind of emotional attachments that you are still having, or, you know, consider therapy or in-person support groups if you are, you know, really struggling and need that extra support. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. And for the last part, I think it's nice to talk about how you can kind of navigate any lingering emotions. And I think this is a nice one to kind of close this off because it links, I think, all of the things that I discussed in today's episode. So, you know, going through a breakup, you're going to be feeling a lot of different emotions. You know, we also covered the stages of grief in the second episode, and I talked about some of the emotions that you can expect to feel. So if you want a little bit more clarity on that, because we're not going to get into that, then check out episode 2. But let's now talk a little bit more about how you can deal with these emotions and some things that you can do. So some things are going to overlap a little bit. So I think I'm just going to, you know, quickly go through a few strategies or a few practices that you can implement to help you feel a little bit better. I think the first one that is an important one is to acknowledge and validate your emotions. You know, it's okay to feel lonely, angry, sad. And I think you have to recognize that and recognize also that it's normal to feel like that. And you're probably going to be feeling up and down and feeling sad one minute, angry the next minute. So just try to allow yourself to experience these emotions without any judgment and just let them be, because, you know, feeling all of these emotions, it's just a natural part of the healing process, and you have to go through all of them. You're going to go through all of them. So just kind of let them be and try not to place too much judgment on them. I think the next one is definitely lean on your support system. So this can mean reaching out to friends and family for emotional support. You know, sharing your feelings with loved ones can really provide comfort and a sense of connection. Also, this goes in line a little bit with, you know, community. So, like I said earlier, our Discord community, other online support communities, breakup communities, anywhere where you can find a safe space and, you know, share your story with people who are going through the same thing can really be a nice way to, yeah, kind of provide you with some comfort. I think the next one is try to practice self-compassion in this time. Be kind to yourself, treat yourself, try to avoid, you know, some of that toxic behavior, like blaming yourself or being super critical about yourself or navigating, like, you know, constantly these negative emotions and like constantly thinking, oh, I did this and I did that. Just try to treat yourself with the same compassion that you would, for example, offer your friend if they were in the same situation. I know that this can also be a bit hard for people. Sometimes we tend to be the most critical of ourselves, but try to be kind to yourself, treat yourself. And this also goes in line with the next point I want to make. Engage in self-care. Now, self-care can look and feel different for everyone. I mean, just try to prioritize activities that nurture your physical and emotional well-being. I remember, you know, when I was going through my breakup, I was feeling like a potato in bed all day. So maybe just even a 5-minute walk and, you know, drinking enough water throughout the day can be enough to already help you feel better. Some other things that you can do are like exercise, healthy eating, some relaxation techniques, and also trying to get enough sleep. And I know that can also be difficult if you're overthinking at night. I was definitely one of those people, but just trying to take care of yourself on a day-to-day basis can already be enough self-care. Now, another one that is very big on our podcast and we love to talk about is mindfulness and meditation. So practicing mindfulness techniques and meditation can help you stay present and, you know, reduce your thoughts about the past and, you know, try to live in the moment. And mindfulness can also help you observe your thoughts and emotions, you know, without getting too caught up in them because you're always trying to stay in the present moment. Another nice thing that you can do if you're feeling a little bit more creative or you're just a more creative person in general is just engaging in different, you know, creative activities. So this can be art. I actually took up painting during my breakup. I'm not a painter or artistic person whatsoever. Literally, my work looks like a kindergarten child drew it, but it was fun and it was definitely very therapeutic for me. Other things that you can do are like writing or, you know, creating music, listening to music. And these can also, you know, help you just kind of process your emotions and also get your mind off of the breakup a little bit. I think that's why I found painting so peaceful. I would just like watch a show in the background and paint for like 3 hours. So that was super nice. And I think a new hobby I took up on. So I did really like that. And also, you know, mentioning writing, something that you can do is journal. So I already touched upon this a little bit earlier, but, you know, keeping a breakup journal can be beneficial and also can, you know, provide you some constructive, a constructive way to release any pent-up emotions you might have and help you gain a little bit of clarity into your own mind. Some other things that you can do is try to set some small goals. So this can be as simple as getting enough water, maybe, you know, meet a friend for coffee during the weekend, and just try to give yourself a sense of purpose and accomplishment. It doesn't have to be anything big. Maybe try a new hobby. For me, that was painting. And yeah, I think the last and also one of the most important ones is limit contact with your ex. So block them, unfollow them throughout all their stuff. A little bit of what we talked about earlier with the decluttering, you know, try to minimize contact with them. That will really help you focus on your own healing journey and not focus on them and what they're doing and how their healing journey is. It will allow you to just prioritize your emotions and yourself. I know that's easier said than done, especially if you want to still hold on to them and are holding on to some kind of hope or something like this. But with time, I think it will get better. And with time, everything will get better. So don't worry. And I think the last thought I just want to kind of share to round off today's episode before we head into our meditation is try to find a new sense of purpose after the breakup. I think, yeah, this can be difficult, and I know it can be difficult, but a new sense of purpose can be as simple as finding a new hobby, you know, doing things by yourself or with friends that you enjoyed prior to the relationship that you maybe didn't get to do as much during the relationship, and trying to just find a positive way to visualize your future and look forward to the future as well, because there's still so much ahead of you and so many good things, and, you know, probably a lot of more relationships actually. So I think, you know, despite everything, it's nice to try to kind of keep a positive outlook on the future, even if it's for 1 minute during the day, even if during our 1 minute of mindfulness that we're going to do in a second, you just think of a brighter and better future. That's already going to help switch your mind shift subconsciously. Even if you don't feel it, it's already going to help you feel a little bit better tomorrow, like 1%, but you're at least going to feel a little bit better. And I think that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and let's head into our 1 minute of mindfulness. So before we get started, let's take a couple seconds and set an intention in our mind. So again, this can be as simple as just telling yourself, I'm going to have a good rest of the day. I'm going to, you know, not check his Instagram before bed tonight, or I'm going to watch my favorite movie. Just set any intention that you want for the remainder of the day that you have left. And once we have that intention set in our mind, let's take the next minute to try to visualize that and visualize it in a positive way. So maybe your intention for this next minute is you're not going to text your ex. So just try to envision you being in bed, you're about to go to sleep, and you're not going to reach for your phone. You're not going to check his Instagram. You're just going to go to sleep. So let's try to positively visualize it and take that next minute for ourselves now. All right, guys, thank you so much for taking that last minute for ourselves together today. And thank you so much for making it to the end of this podcast and for listening. Today, we talked a little bit about letting go, the power of forgiveness, how you can release any attachments you still have to the past, whether that is physical or emotional, and some more tips and techniques on how to kind of navigate any lingering emotions you might still have, and how to try to move forward with more purpose in your life. So thank you so much today, and I'll link down below all the stuff I talked about in today's episode, and I'm looking forward to talking to you next week. Bye, breakup besties.